Hello, this is Justin.
Hello, I'm calling you from Local Splash. My name's Albert. You're Justin Smith?
Yes, I am.
Perfect. We have a client interview scheduled for today. It's going to take about 30 minutes. Is this a good time for you?
Yep.
Perfect. Before we begin, I just got to let you know all calls are recorded for quality assurance purposes. And I also got to help you set up the security question. You have three options. It could either be your mother's maiden name, or the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Mother's maiden name.
What's the answer, please?
Wager.
How do you spell that?
W-A-G-A-R.
Okay. Thank you. And I see you already signed the terms and conditions, so that's good. Let's go ahead and review the information that's on the account just to make sure everything's correct. I have the company name as Pro, Clean, and Seal.
Yep.
Perfect. And the address is 12023 East Railroad Circle, City of Spokane Valley, Washington 99206.
Yep.
Perfect. Is that an office or a house or an apartment?
It's a house.
Perfect. And I also have your email as juniorsmith613@gmail.com.
Yep.
Thank you. And the phone number for this business, I have it as 509-230-6328.
Yep.
Good. And I'm not sure if my coworker explained to you, but we also offer another service here where we can create another local area phone number for the company. There's no additional cost for this. And with this on the dashboard, you're able to see the call history, filter out calls or block calls. The calls are still going to be routed to the number you just confirmed. Would you like us to create another phone number for the company?
Yeah, I guess so.
Perfect. We're going to go ahead and send you the new phone number to your email. When you get that, please make sure to save that on the contacts on your cell phone.
Okay.
Perfect. And I also see you already have a website. It's procleanandseal.net.
Yep.
Perfect. Let's see. All right. It's actually a really good-looking website. Did you want us to leave it the way it is and promote it, or did you want us to make a whole new website for you?
No, I just paid for that one, so I actually just went live like a couple days ago, or two days ago.
No problem. We'll leave it the way it is. We're just going to promote it.
Okay.
By the way, I'm not sure if it's a requirement in your state, but is the business licensed and insured?
I've been having trouble all morning with my computer. I just cannot, it's the internet or something. It's something.
Mm-hmm.
It's really, really slow when it does work. I don't know what the deal is. We had a storm rolling through here, so I don't know if that's it, but it's been a bad morning.
I see. It's no problem. By any chance, do you remember your license number?
I'm
doing
my files here.
Oh, okay. Take your time. While you do that, I'm gonna look some
EIN
other things
number?
Up. Yes, the EIN number.
Oh, EIN.
Mm-hmm.
8-8-153-7912.
Okay. I'll repeat that. I have 8-8-153-7912.
Yep.
Thank you. Now, the next thing, we're going to go ahead and review the keywords, which are related to the services you offer. I see you're kind of like a pressure washing and landscaping company. Is that correct?
Well, it's mostly concrete maintenance. We do pressure washing and concrete and pavers. We don't do any, like, installation or design. We just we clean and seal it and do minor fixes.
Oh, okay.
So small repair work on the concrete and pavers, and mostly cleaning and sealing.
Okay. I have concrete sealing, concrete cleaning, concrete repair. Is there anything else related to just the concrete part of it that you do?
I don't know. I mean, I guess you did repairs, but that covers enough for that, I guess. Like, yeah, I think that's good.
Okay. Now, regarding pressure washing, I have several other keywords, so I'm going to run those by you. Let me know if I should remove anything. I have pressure washing service, pressure washing, exterior cleaning, driveway cleaning.
Yeah, exterior cleaning I don't concentrate on.
I'll remove that. Then I have sidewalk cleaning.
Yeah.
Then deck washing.
Yeah.
Okay, then gutter cleaning.
No.
Okay, I'll remove that. Then I have roof cleaning.
Nope.
Okay, then patio cleaning.
Yeah.
Okay, then fence cleaning.
I don't put it on it. I don't like doing it.
Okay. Then I have deck cleaning.
Yeah.
Then oil stain removal.
Yeah.
Okay. Then wall washing.
Yeah.
And the last thing I have is soft washing.
Let's not put that on there.
Okay, no problem. The list is going to be sent to your email. If later on you think of anything you like to add to that list, you can do so just by replying directly to that.
Okay.
Perfect. Now, the next part is just a couple quick questions to see how we're going to market the business. Is there anything your clients have ever told you they like about your business? It could be the customer service, how quickly you finish a project, anything at all?
They like to work when it's finished and my communication with them while we start to finish.
Got it. Now, let me just take a look at the website to see if there's a mission statement on there. One moment. Oh, yes, it's actually the thing that's on the About section. I'll go ahead and use that. It's what you have there that says AFRO Clean and Seal LLC. We were dedicated to providing exceptional power washing and hardscape services that leave your services spotless, sealed, and well-maintained. I'll go ahead and use that as your mission statement.
Okay.
Perfect. Now, does your company have a slogan? Some companies use these like on a sticker on a vehicle or on a business card.
I don't.
Okay. It's no problem. It's optional. If ever you do set one up, let us know and we can update that right away.
Okay.
Perfect. And what year did you start your business?
2021?
2021?
Yeah.
Perfect. And currently, how many people work in your business?
That's just two of us.
Perfect. Do you do mostly just residential work or commercial work, or do you do both?
Mostly residential.
Okay. And what are your hours of operation?
I always put 8 to 5 on there, Monday through like Saturday.
Perfect. Monday to Saturday. And what forms of payment do you accept?
Credit cards, cash, check, Venmo. There's another cash app or something.
Okay, cash up. Got
it. The other one.
Well, there's also PayPal, Apple Pay, Google Pay, Zelle.
Yeah, shoot, I don't know. I know the one that they said I do.
Oh, okay, well, if you're not sure, you can always review that and let us know. We can update that at any time.
Okay.
Now, I see you live in the city of Spokane Valley, Washington. Do you want us to promote the business just within that city, or maybe that city and a city next to that? What would you like us to do?
There's Spokane Valley, and then there's City of Spokane, and then there's Spokane County. We could concentrate on all that. That's probably a 20-mile radius, I guess.
Sure, I'll go Spokane Valley, the City of Spokane, and I'm not sure if you go any further north, like maybe Fairwood, Mead? I'm not sure if that's a...
Yeah, I go to Mead, Liberty Lake.
Liberty Lake, let me see where that's at. So I can go Fairwood, Mead, Spokane Valley, and east of you, you're like really close to the border. I'm not sure if you cross over or just as far as Liberty Lake.
Well, I try not to.
Oh, okay. I'll just place those cities then. No problem. And I also searched online, but I did not find a Google Business profile. Have you ever set one up? That's the thing that shows up on the map section on Google.
Google Business?
Yes.
Yeah, I thought I have an account in there.
Okay. Let me send you a text message. We're going to go ahead and check from your end to see if you do. If you have one, it'll show up right away in the link that I'm going to send you.
Okay.
Let me see. Let me know when you get the text message, please.
Oh, text message. Okay, looks like it just came through.
Mm-hmm. Go to that link. It's going to take you to a Google page.
Okay, yeah, Propane Seal.
Okay, once you're there, it should show you your business name there. Do you see that?
Yeah.
Okay, right next to that, do you see an option that says see your profile?
Yeah.
Click on that, please.
Yeah.
It's going to take you to another page. Right there, there's going to be a little section that says your business on Google. And right next to that, there's going to be three dots going vertically. It's a really small icon. Do you see that?
Maybe. Yeah. Then it goes to add a business profile? Maybe I didn't click on the right one.
No, you were supposed to click on see your profile, and then it's going to take you to another window that looks like a Google search results page.
Okay, and then it's got the overview, services, review.
Okay, right above that, there's going to be three dots going vertically. It's a really small icon.
Yep, I see. Okay.
Tap on that, and it's going to give you a menu. You're going to select the first option that says Business Profile Settings.
Okay.
On the next menu, select the option that says People and Access.
I just have Managers.
Okay. No problem. You said you have a computer in front of you?
I do.
Okay, I'm going to send you the link in an email because you're getting the old version of the menu. Most likely you haven't updated the app, but that's okay. You can do this from your computer. Go to your email, and I'm going to send you an email titled Important. Please add us to your Google Business Profile. It'll get to you in about 10 seconds. Let me know when you get that. Did you get that?
Yeah.
Okay, open that and go down to the option that says Option B.
Option B, okay. And then click on the Business Google highlighted one there.
Yeah, there's going to be a link that's highlighted in blue. Yeah. Click on that link.
Yeah. Okay.
And it's going to take you to the same place you went on your phone. You're going to see your business name. Click on the option that says see your profile.
Yep. And
then correct.
Okay.
And then business profile settings.
Yep.
And then you should see an option that says people and access now.
Yep.
Click on that. Then on the next menu, select add.
Okay.
And then it's going to ask for an email, but you're going to enter our agency number. It's all numbers. Are you ready?
Yep. Go ahead.
Okay. It's 552. Then 554. Then 6200. And right away, you're going to see something that pops up that says Local Splash Listings. You just need to select it.
Okay.
And then at the bottom, make sure Manager is selected, and then click on Add or Invite. Once you do that, it'll tell you that it's pending.
Okay.
Okay.
Yep, just says pending.
Okay, let me just see if we got the link. 1 second. Oh, yes, ProClean and Seal LLC. Let me just let the team know we have that. That's all you need to do with the Google Business Profile. You can go ahead and close that window if you like.
Okay.
Okay. Now, our system is going to make posts automatically for your Google Business Profile using pictures of your work that you share with us. This is already included in the price you pay with us, and it's going to help get more eyes on your business. Is it okay if we activate that service?
Yeah.
Ah, perfect. And let me just see here. All right. By the way, does your business have a Yelp page?
Yeah. Well, I went in there and started it, but I haven't done anything with it.
Okay. If you like, and if you're still interested in using that, we can manage that for you. We can send you an email just asking you to grant us administrator access. You're still going to be the owner, but by doing this, we can take care of making sure the information is accurate on there.
Okay. I just need to get into the Yelp page.
Oh, okay. 1 second. I'm going to send you the email while you work on that.
Okay. Okay. Same thing, go down to option B?
No. With this one, there's just one option. You're going to log in, and then once you're logged in, you're going to click on the kind of like the menu button, which is the one next to the envelope up on the upper right-hand side of the screen. It looks like three lines with a little check mark in it.
Yeah, on the...
If you want to see a picture of it, there's actually a picture example in the email that is titled How to Add Us to Your Yelp Admin, as Yelp Admin to your existing Yelp page.
Oh. Okay, let's see it. So I just got signed into it. You said go to...
Great. On the upper right-hand side, there should be a menu button that's right next to the envelope. Okay, when you click on that, you're going to select the option that says Account Settings.
Okay.
And then you're going to select an option that says User Management.
Let's see. You know what? Oh, I think it actually signed me in. Just sign me in as me. to the right one here.
Okay. Well, you need to go into the business one you created. The one I see here is for ProClean and Seal.
Yeah. No, I saw it. I thought that's what I clicked on, but then it logged in my name.
I see. No problem.
Log in. Yeah, just what the hell? I click on that account and it's not. Weird. Not letting me in now. It keeps logging me in as my name.
Well, that's strange.
ProClean. Yeah, because I'm clicking on the ProClean and Seal one and then Google says it's verifying and then it comes up with my name on here when it logs in.
Okay. But when you click on account settings, it doesn't give you the option to for user management?
Yeah, let me, what the hell's going on? User management, I don't see that anywhere. I got profile, password, email notification, location, friends, privacy, external applications, and security settings.
Okay, that's odd. You get a different menu. It should give you an option to say user management.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not letting me into my ProClean account. It keeps logging me into like a personal account.
Okay. Well, what I would recommend, since you're having problems with that, you might need help with the Yelp customer service team. That way they can tell you what's going on. But usually, once you log in, it should give you that option. And the instructions are in the email that I sent you. It's very simple. You just click on Account Settings, User Management, Invite a User, and then enter our email, which is in the email as well.
Okay.
Perfect. Let's go ahead and continue. I see you're also signed up for Facebook ads. Do you have an existing Facebook business page?
I do.
Ah, perfect. And is that linked to your personal account, or did someone else create that for you?
My kid created it, but I can get into it. It's into my I think it might be linked to my other account.
Okay, we can check on your app to see if you're the one that owns it. Do you have the app on the phone or you can log in on the computer as well?
Yeah, I've got it up on the computer right now.
Okay, when you're in your Facebook account, the simplest way to check this would be on the upper right-hand side, there's going to be a square that looks like 9 squares.
Okay.
It's going to give you a drop-down menu and then you're going to scroll down a little to where it says pages. When you click on that, it'll show you all the pages that are linked to your personal account. Do you see any there?
My personal account?
Yeah, first you have to be logged into your...
Well, I'm in the ProClean and Seal account for Facebook account right now.
Okay. To switch over to the other one, you just click on your picture, and it has a drop-down menu. Is your name on the top of that?
Yep. So switch over to mine.
Okay, then you do own it. Then that's good. That's all I wanted to know. Okay. Then do you know your personal username and password?
Will it tell me on here?
No. Usually, you need to know that information yourself. Your username and password. But if you still use your same phone number and email address that you used when you created your personal account, you should be able to recover it.
Yeah, well, I mean, I got a pretty good guess of what the password would be.
Ah, perfect. Then I'm going to go ahead and send you an email so you can grant us access. The first step of that process is going to be to log into your account. It might not even ask you to do so since you're already logged in, but I just asked just in case.
Okay.
You're going to receive an email that is titled, Grant Us Access to Your Facebook Business Page to Get Your Ads Running. Okay. It's going to get to you in a bit. Let me know when you see that.
Okay. Got it. Okay, so click here.
Correct, and it's going to give you an option that says connect to Facebook.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, you want to confirm access?
Correct. When you connect, it'll say, most likely it'll ask you to log in. If not, it'll just ask you to continue as yourself.
Yeah, I think it did. And then confirm access.
One of the very last steps, it'll have a little box that says choose page. You got to choose the business name and then confirm access.
So choose. Okay, so it says choose page, no page detected.
Oh, that's good. Could you press the little button that says refresh?
Like on my screen?
Or no.
Like my page?
On the link, it'll have a little thing that says refresh, and then another word I forget, but it'll have refresh next to it.
Oh, yeah, refresh Facebook assets.
Yes. And then try seeing if there's a page in choose page.
Yeah, it says no page detected.
Oh, that's odd. What I think is, I think your son created the page, and then he gave you access to it, which means you're not the actual owner of the page. What we can do is, you have two options here. Either your son can grant this access by you forwarding that email to him, and he just does the same process. Or two, I can walk you through the steps to create a new page on your personal account, and then you grant us access to the new page, and we can finish that for you.
He's here right now, so why don't you just forward it to him?
Okay. No problem.
Would it be easier to text him?
Well, you received a text message just now as well. You can just forward that text message to him, like share it.
Okay.
And then he just has to do the same steps you just did on his end.
Okay. So Austin, you need to grant access to the Facebook page. For the propane fuel. If you created it, then you granted me access, so you're the owner of it. Here, get up and I'll tell you how to do it. Get it? Okay, so down there where it says, you gotta hold up. You gotta click on the page, I think. Oh, it's making him log into it now or something.
That's normal. When you do it on the phone, it's very normal. But when you're on the computer and already logged in, you usually skip that step.
Yeah.
But I didn't think
it was
like, remember, the very last step, it'll ask him to choose a page. He has to select the business name there.
Just log into your account, and then that page is tied to your account. I'm not the owner. You are. You don't know. Logging or what? Well.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Might be asking too much here, I guess. I don't know.
Well, the other option is we can create a new page for you on your personal page, and we can work with that. That way you're the owner of then that page on your account.
Yeah, I guess we'll probably just do that then.
Okay, go to your computer, and I'll show you where you can create it.
Okay.
Okay. Once you're going to click on the menu button again, the one that's on the upper right-hand side, looks like a square.
Like in the Facebook part?
Yeah, when you're on the main page of Facebook.
Okay, I'll see. So click on my picture, account, or the square?
The square.
Menu. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Then scroll down and click on the option that says Pages.
Okay.
And then on the right-hand side, right below where it says Pages, it has an option that says Create New Page.
Oh, yep.
Click on that. And
yeah, and the page name required.
Correct. That's where you enter your business name, just as it shows up on Google Business Profile.
Yeah, I'm just making a new one. Okay. I did that.
And then on category, if there's anything that says pressure washing, just use that. If not, choose anything and we'll fix that for you once we get access.
Okay.
Once you do that, the bio, you can leave it empty. That's not required. You just need to press on the option that says Create Page.
Oh. So bio, skip, what's the other one here?
You just press on Create Page, and then you don't need to do anything else.
Oh, I think it's because of the, they didn't have pressure washing in there.
Or power washing, maybe that was on there.
Power, powder coating. Let's see.
More or maybe something related to pavers or concrete.
Concrete. I don't know. I just want to put concrete contractor for now. I mean,
you can put that for now. We'll fix that from our end once we have access.
Okay.
And then once you do that, press Create Page.
Yep.
And that's all you need to do. Now go back to the email that was the Facebook access one. You're going to do the same steps, but at the end now, it should show you the business that you just created there.
Your page has been created, but you'll lose any unsaved details.
Yeah. That's normal. It's just asking you to continue, but we're going to do that for you.
Okay. Okay. So discover. So what would it be under now? So I pushed on the menu, went over to pages. It says discover pages.
Oh, okay. No, you just need to go to the link that I sent you in the email. That way, now you can grant us access to the page you just created. So you just click on the click here, connect, continue as yourself, and then go to the box that says choose page and select the business name.
Mm-hmm. it doesn't show up.
Oh, that's odd. Do you have more than one personal account?
Oh. Actually, here, I just found it.
Ah, perfect. Once you select it, the button at the bottom says grant access or confirm access, and it'll say processing for a bit.
Yep, this is all done.
Okay. Let me check from my end. And yes, that's all you need to do. We're going to go ahead and take care of designing it and placing pictures and information on that.
Okay. Yeah. Cool.
All right. And it's always going to be linked to your personal account. So I would recommend to know your username and password because it might create issues in the future.
Yeah. I think I have Google. Remember all that shit going on.
That's good, but when you change a device, that's where it creates issues, like change to a new phone or,
Right.
Yep, that's why I always recommend either don't change your phone number or make sure your email is correct on your Facebook account when you need to recover it.
Okay.
Perfect. Now, when people click on your Facebook ads, they can contact you either by calling you or by sending you a Facebook message. Or you can receive an email with the contact information of your client. Which one do you prefer?
Well, here's the other thing. I'm using Jobber. Have you heard of that?
Honestly, no. What is that?
It's how I send out estimates and invoices, and it does all my confirmations for appointments. And they said I can tie it into my web page, and then they can click on there and set up appointments and fill out all their information, and it goes right into my thing, so I don't have to fill it out all the time. They like to fill out all their information when they want a quote.
Oh, okay. So you have like a little form they fill out, and that sets up their appointment.
Yeah, that would log into my Jobber deal that's connected to my phone. And It's a pretty neat little system, but I don't know how to tie it into all that. They say you can.
To the Facebook, you mean, right? Let me ask.
It should be Facebook or my website or any of that stuff.
Well, the website, you would have to contact the person that designed the website for you, and they should be able to do that. We don't have access to that, but I can ask about the Facebook.
Okay.
One second.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask him real quick and see if it's possible.
Okay.
What do you call it again? Jobber, I believe?
Yeah, J-O-B-B-E-R.
Okay. One second.
Yep.
Okay, well, they're giving me a reply. I'll ask you a few more questions. Let's see. If we need to contact you here from Local Splash from Monday to Friday, what's the best time we can call you?
Well, anytime, I guess, between that.
Ah, perfect. And does your company already have a logo?
Yeah.
Ah, perfect. I'm going to send you an email. It's going to be titled Photos Needed for Optimizing Your Listings. When you can, that's where you can share your logo. You can also send us pictures of your work that are going to be used for Google Business Profile and Facebook. You can send up to 20 pictures at a time by replying to that email. And it also comes with recommendations regarding the picture quality.
Okay.
In the meantime, we usually use high-quality stock photos that we already own related to your type of work. If you see any picture that we use that you don't like, please let us know, and we can change that image right away.
Okay.
Perfect. All right. Now, 1 second. And I'm also going to send you another email, which is going to be the login credentials to the client dashboard. Right now, there isn't anything on there because we haven't published anything. But once everything's up and running, that's where you're going to be able to see things like the views and clicks you get, the words people use to find your business. You can also see the lead section, which are the people who are trying to contact you for your work. You can also manage the reviews for the Google Business Profile, upload pictures, make posts, edit posts, or see the posts that the system's making for you. And if ever you wanted us to make a whole new website for you, you'll be able to edit that website from there as well.
Okay.
Perfect. Now, as far as the time frame, it takes us about 7 to 14 days to publish the business information and content we created to all the directories. During that time, okay. You're going to get notifications from us letting you know the things that have been completed. If, let's see. And we're also going to optimize the Google Business Profile, so you should see the maximum results within the first 30, at most 45 days. During that time, you're going to have access to the dashboard to view leads or create your own content.
Okay.
Perfect. And this is going to grant your business more online presence, which can result in many types of calls like service requests, competitors, or other calls. If anyone calls you and they tell you they are Google or they want more money for the Google Business Profile, that is a spam call. Please let us know first before you reply to that person.
Okay.
Perfect. And before we finish the appointment, I do need to set up a follow-up appointment, which is always done 3 weeks from when this appointment is done. It's a review of how the account has been doing. That falls on July 18. Can we call you that day at the same time I called you today?
Yeah, that'll work.
Ah, perfect. And you're also going to receive a reminder to your email and to Google Calendar as well.
Okay.
Perfect. 1 second. Okay, it seems that the Facebook team is a little occupied right now, but if you like, I can set up an appointment. That way you can talk directly to them and discuss that that method you're using. Let me just see when they're available, and I can set up an appointment for you.
Okay. Yeah, right. Would you say you were going to send an email with all that?
For Facebook? I'm going to send you a couple emails. Reminding you of the account review appointment, and also one for the Facebook appointment. They are available tomorrow at the same time I called you today. Would you like me to set that up for you?
Yeah, that should work.
Okay. I'll send you a reminder to your email, and they'll call you exactly at the same time I called you tomorrow.
Okay.
Perfect. And with that, we are actually finished with the appointment. Do you have any questions for me?
I don't think so. I got plenty to do here with the other stuff you got going here, so I'll track down all these pictures and stuff.
Sounds good. Our contact information is at the bottom of all the emails, and we're available 7 to 4 Pacific Standard Time, Monday through Friday. Please make sure to review all the emails and text messages. We do try to contact you regularly.
Okay. Sounds good.
Perfect. Thank you again. You have a great day.
Yeah, bye. You do the same. Yeah. Mm-hmm.